This is an ad by BetterHelp. BetterHelp recently surveyed over 16,000 people and found that while 75% of people believe it's wise to seek support, only 27% of Americans are in therapy, and people stay silent to avoid being judged. BetterHelp has over 10 years of experience matching you with the right therapist, because we're all better with help. Visit BetterHelp.com/stopthestigma for their first ever State of Stigma report, the latest in mental health research.
Do not confuse this with treatment or mental health advice or direction. Nothing on this podcast is made to supplement or supersede the relationship and direction of your mental health caretakers. Although David Koslowski is a licensed marriage and family therapist, he is not functioning as a certified mental health professional in this environment. And same applies to any professional who may appear on the OG Therapy Podcast. Welcome to the OG Therapy.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of OG Therapy. And today, I got a pro tip for you, specifically for you couples out there. Yes, this is a marriage podcast episode today. And this one I call Knight in Shining Armor. So here's how it works. First off, if you're a wife that kind of gets tired of your husband's BS, so all the wives, okay? And if you're a husband that gets tired of your wife telling you she's tired of your BS, maybe you call her a nagger, stuff like that, well, then this episode is perfect for you. So what the Knight in Shining Armor is, it's a social health tool that I created a long time ago to help couples that just, no matter how hard they try, they just miss each other. So for example, maybe the wife's like, I'm going to be a good wife this week, and I'm going to, you know, give my husband a bunch of attaboys and try to boost his confidence. You know, he's had a hard week and work is going difficult, and I'm going to make him feel better about himself. Let's say that wife, she does all the things that she thinks her husband would like that week, and all week long he's like, meh, bah humbug, meh. And he's not really accepting of all the great gestures and the love she's sharing with him. So in those situations, wives tend to stop trying after a while. They usually get the, you know, get the mindset of like, wow, well, if he's not going to give me any feedback, if he's not going to tell me that I'm doing a great job, if he's not going to be appreciative of it, at least the way that I'd like him to be appreciative of it, well, then I'm probably just going to stop doing it. Or I'm going to be angry and upset, and I'm going to kind of go off to the corner over here and see if he notices that I'm unhappy. And then usually what a husband does in that situation is he notices. He goes to the wife, he realizes, wow, she was trying to be happy, let me be nice back to her, and then she's over in the corner saying, no, it's too late, you missed your chance. It's pretty typical, right? That happens all the time. So with my clients, when they would come to me and they were in this scenario, it's not always this setup between the personalities between the husband and the wife, but a lot of the time, you'll have a husband that he's not, I don't want to say he's not the man of the house, because I'm more in this category, to be totally honest with you. He's not the husband that's saying, what did you do that? Why'd you do that? How come you didn't clean the house? He's not the husband that's on top of his wife, criticizing her for everything she does. These husbands are more the husbands that are like, hey, honey, what do you need done? Like, how can I help you out? They're a little bit more serviceable. They're a little bit more soft and caring and understanding. And it's the wife that's maybe more of like, let's get stuff done. I don't have time to waste time. Let's keep it moving. Sometimes wives, especially when they're moms, they got a lot on their plate and they have that no-nonsense mentality. They don't like it when the husband doesn't understand what they need. So this is kind of more of the personality, a little bit more of a passive husband, a little bit more of an alpha red type personality wife. Now, granted, there can be other personality types that can happen too, but this is usually the type of couples that I give this social health tool to. So here's the actual nuts and bolts of how it works. I give the husband an assignment. I give the wife an assignment. When the husband comes to me and he's like, hey, I'm beaten down. I'm damned if I do, damned if I don't. I don't really believe the things that I do for my wife make her happy. She likes them. At least she doesn't give me any feedback. So I've just given up. I've kind of turned off the feeling buttons and I just don't care as much anymore. And then the wife's like, yeah, you know, I don't really care as much anymore either, because he says that he does all these things for me, but every time I try to tell him or give him criticism that he's not doing it exactly the right way, then he gets all sad and sulky. Sometimes he throws a temper tantrum and he goes and pouts in the corner. Well, I just simply say, here's what I want you to do as a wife. I want you to start looking for your husband doing some very unique type of behaviors that even though you know he's going to be trying to do these behaviors, I want you to pay attention for them. And I call these behaviors the knight in shining armor behaviors. Because when you first start dating someone in the whole dating situation, usually the guy tries to impress the girl. If he's smart, he's going to try to impress the girl. And in that whole process of trying to impress a woman, where you're courting them and dating them, you're going to be polite. You're going to open up doors, maybe get them flowers, maybe send them texts that you're thinking about them. You're quickly trying to figure out what is the type of love and affection that this person likes and what are the things that they need and what are the things that they appreciate. If it's a candy bar that's their favorite candy bar, you're going to buy that for them. If they like funny memes, you're going to send them memes throughout the day. You're just trying to figure out what is the language of love that they'll receive and also what's the language of love that they like to give to you. So in that whole entire process, you're trying really hard. You're trying to close the gap. The other person sees that you're trying hard, so they go, wow, they're putting a lot of effort. Well, I'm going to double their effort, and I'm going to try back. With all my clients, I always make it very clear to them, if you're in a classic male-female relationship, and if you want to have a better relationship, the male always has to go first. Period. End of story. That's it. You have to go first. Because guys crave admiration. Well, you can't be admired if you don't do the hard things, if you don't take the risks. So the knight in shining armor, what is a knight? It's a warrior. It's a noble warrior. They're supposed to protect the realm and protect the king. And coming in on the horse, and they look like the hero of the day. So I want you as the husband to go first and do hero type stuff. Do the type of stuff that you would have done when you're courting your wife. And even if you're the type of guy that says, oh, well, she never pays attention to it. I just end up getting rejected and feeling horrible. It doesn't lead to intimacy. It doesn't lead to her giving me some attaboys and giving me some get out of jail free cards. I tell the guys to say, your wife's assignment is she's going to be looking for your knight in shining armor moments. If she's looking for the things that you're going to be doing that week that are sweet, kind, caring, even if you're off the mark, even if you're not doing exactly what she wants, she'll notice that you're putting in effort. And if you want to soften a mom or a wife, but specifically a wife that has kids or at least one kid, if you want to soften their heart towards you and you're a husband or boyfriend listening to this, trust me, guys, effort. Noticeable effort counts. In your mind, if you say, oh, I thought about you today and I was going to do that for you, that does not count. You don't get no brownie points for that. So you got to be putting out effort in unique ways that is not typical for you, but it's sincere. Some guys say, well, the things my wife likes me to do are embarrassing. I don't want to do those things. She has a different personality than I do. Well, there's a word.
Hey, baseball fans, it's time to swing big on your bets this season. Step up to the plate with an odds boost token from BetMGM, an official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. No opt-in is required. Just log into your BetMGM account to receive your odds boost token. Then, place a bet on any MLB game and activate your token. If your boosted bet hits, you'll score a bigger payout, no matter the showdown. BetMGM is your betting home for baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This U.S. promotion offer not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary and expire in 1 to 7 days. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
A healthy life starts with great sleep. Wake refreshed with Avocado's GOTS certified organic green mattress, delivering breathable, back-loving support, natural materials from Avocado's own sustainable wool and latex farms, easy financing, a 1-year sleep trial, and deep, restorative slumbers. Organic sleep awaits at avocadomattress.com.
The best piece of financial advice I've ever received is to pay yourself first. That's why now with every paycheck I receive, I start by putting a little bit away for those rainy days. Today's episode is sponsored by Acorns. Acorns is a financial wellness app that makes it easy to start saving and investing for your future. Acorns lets you get started with the spare money you've got right now, even if all you've got is spare change. You don't need to be an expert. Acorns recommends a diversified portfolio that can help you weather all of the market's ups and downs. Using Acorns, before I knew it, I had a couple $1,000s in a little nest egg account. Sign up now and join the over 14 million all-time customers who have already saved and invested over $25 billion with Acorns. Head to acorns.com/darkparanormal or download the Acorns app to get started. Paid non-client endorsement. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Tier 1 compensation provided. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/darkparanormal.
Called compromise. And there's another word called connection. If you compromise, you give your wife some things that you want, it's going to improve, it's going to increase her desire and willingness to connect with you. And if she has a desire and willingness to connect with you, she's going to go out of her way and do things she doesn't want to do for you. Because trust me, there's tons of things that you want your wife to do or to help you out with or give you a get out of jail free card for that she may not want to do and she won't do unless she feels that you're doubling down on the things that she wants or the things that she appreciates. The psychology trick behind this, and I didn't realize this for a long time, because a long time I'd just tell guys to go first, and the women would sit there and listen and listen, and sometimes they'd appreciate it. Sometimes they'd give them some attaboys, but other times they would sit there and go, huh, I've been waiting you for years for you to treat me like this, for you to be more of a gentleman, for you to be more polite and nice, and now you're finally doing it? So I found out that I awoken a dragon in some women. I thought I was going to just have their husband do what they want, what they've always needed, and everything was going to be better. Well, once they did it, then it just awoken this dragon. And then these women are coming to me and say, you know what? I'm pissed off and I'm angry. And I realize how much resentment I've had for years. I'm going, okay, job security for me, because now they need more therapy sessions. But I realized some people, something was missing. And I noticed that what was missing is I didn't give the wife a goal state. I didn't give her a job to do. She was sitting there seeing the things he was doing, or her husband, it could be a random one. The women I was giving this to, they were noticing the things her husband was doing as being nice and kind, but it did make them really focus on all the things that they hadn't done in the past. So now when I'm telling the wives, and in this, I want you wives that are listening to this, I want you guys to take the same approach of like, or a different approach, instead of saying, he did it for me, but he's only doing it because the therapist told him to do it. Well, if you're listening to this podcast, I'm a therapist, but I'm not your therapist. And you don't have to do this. You press play on the podcast. You're listening to it by your own free will. You don't have to come drive somewhere, sit in a weird waiting room and wait to talk to some random dude you've never known before. I'm just Dave or Uncle Dave. I'm just that guy you listen on the podcast. So as a wife, I want you to take the attitude of like, I'm going to try to notice the times when he is doing those things for me and the kids. Because let's face it, if you want to make your wife happy and give her a language of love, sometimes it might require you changing a diaper or doing something for the kids. So she's looking for those things, then it's going to be different. So what I want you to do is for the week, husband, every time you do those things, write down a list. Or don't write it down. Put it in your phone. List of things you want to do that week. Set a reminder on your phone, because most guys have a block in their forehead, stone, granite, whatever you want to call it, that prevents them to follow through on these nice, kind gestures. So put it in your phone. Here's the three things I want to do this week. Say, Siri, remind me at 3 p.m. on this particular day. I know my wife has a big project she's got to do at work, or she's got some of the kids she's stressed out about. Text her at 3 to check in with her to see how it went at the kids' recital or how the project went at her work. Trust me, guys. You planning to tell your wife things or to do things for her because it matters a lot to you to make her happy will pay huge dividends, because like everybody knows in a relationship, it's the little things that matter the most. If you piss your wife off this week, don't put down on the list, hey, don't piss her off like I did last time. Come up with something better, because even though buying flowers after you make your wife mad seems like a total easy hack that some women wouldn't appreciate, it would be different if you gave her the flowers and bought her in the flowers in a different way. So instead of it like a forgiveness for something you did wrong, the next week, a week past your mistake, get her flowers because you appreciate everything she does for the family instead of flowers because you're an idiot. That is a plan. If you run a business and you don't ever keep track of the money that goes in or out, guess what? You're not going to be running a business very long. You're going to be filing bankruptcy for a business pretty soon. And that's how it's going to work in your family as well. Put your wife's needs as a priority, but don't put it as a priority only when you're in trouble. Plan for it throughout the week. Tell her what you're doing. If you listen to this podcast, you're a dude, tell her what your wife you're doing and just say, if you could do this for me, look for the things that I'm doing, take a quick note of it, and then at the end of the week, I'm going to check in and say, hey, did you happen to notice anything this week? And if she didn't notice, don't get butthurt. It's okay. Now she owes you one. Now she's like, oh my gosh, no, I didn't. I noticed you did this. Did you do any more than that? You could be like, yeah, I did four more things than that. However, if your wife feels bad and she's going to try harder next week, that's good too, because now she's trying to double down, not double down, but she's trying to meet you in the middle. If she does notice it, that also feels good. It's not obviously not a bad thing, because you get the attaboys, you get the brownie points, you get the achievement, and it makes her feel emotionally safe and secure. If you have not been listening to my podcast for a long time, here's the standard. Men, you need to make your wives, girlfriends feel emotionally safe and secure. Whatever those ways are, figure out what makes them feel emotionally safe and secure. It could be financial things. It could be family things, friendship things, helping out with the kids. Figure that out. Women, if your husbands, boyfriends make you feel emotionally safe and secure, then you can then freely and willingly give them the thing that they most need from this relationship, more importantly from you, admiration. See, guys love to be admired by their women, but are they deserving of the admiration? If you're giving your husband admiration that he doesn't really deserve just because you're trying to boost him up because he's down on himself, that can work a little bit, but it can only work for so long because the guy knows he doesn't deserve it. And he may tell you he wants the attaboys, but if he's not doing the hard work to get them, he's not going to feel like it counts. So this gives him a little bit of action that he can take to deserve the admiration from you. Then you give them the admiration, the attaboys, at the end of the week when you guys check in with each other to see how it went. But guys, I don't want you checking in every day with your wife. Did you see what I did today? Did you see what I did today? Because that's desperate and that's not attractive. So what I'm telling you guys right now will guarantee to help improve your relationship if A, the husband goes first, B, the wife is looking for these knight in shining moments, C, at the end of the week, the husband checks with the wife to see if she noticed those things, and then D, she gives him feedbacks of the things that she did notice, or if she didn't notice, she promises to give more feedback next week and pay closer attention. Well, today, guys, that is the pro tip, the social health pro tip of the week. Remember to follow us on all social media under OG Therapy, and also follow our nonprofit that we support that I also run called the Social Health Initiative. And until next time, be cool.
Lowe's knows that no matter your paint or stain project, saving is at the top of your to-do list. Save now with buy one, get one half off select paints, stains, and primers from top brands like Valspar, HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams, and Cabot via Visa gift card rebate. Find more Memorial Day deals now at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 5/15 through 5/28.